The next patient is Judith Brillante. The last name is B, like in boy, R like in Roger, I like in India, L like in Lima, H like in hotel, A like in Alpha, N like in November, T like in Tango, E like in Echo. Brillante. First name, J-U-D-I-T-H. This is the clinical case of an 81-year-old white female. You have any information there?
She went to the hospital. This is the wound culture.
Now we've been following the practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease that is a stage 4. The patient has several comorbidities, coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, mellitus, hyperuricemia, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and she has been deteriorating the kidney function progressively without evidence of significant proteinuria. The main problem with Mrs. Brillante has been the significant fluid retention that seems to be like lymphedema that has been progressing gradually from the lower extremities to the thighs and up to the waist. The patient also has the coronary disease and has had episodes of congestive heart failure. And I think that with the presence of a serum creatinine of 2.5, a BUN of 100, estimated GFR of 19, the patient has a prerenal azotemia. With evidence of a prerenal azotemia that is caused by the increased intake of loop diuretics. On the other hand, the patient has a severe elevation of the uric acid that is also related to the volume contraction and the diuretic abuse. Taking into consideration the poor general condition in this particular case, I'm advocating the use of renal replacement therapy in order to be able to order some ultrafiltration and improve the general condition. The patient wants to think about the possibility of dialysis. The worst part is that she saw the husband going through the same process for many years. And the first thought is that she's reluctant to do that. I am going to get in touch with Mrs. Brillante tomorrow morning after she have the discussion with the family. And if she agrees to go to the hospital, we will admit her and start hemodialysis. The following number, hypertension that is under control. Following number. This patient has anemia, anemia that might be related to the CKD, that is a stage 4, and she has hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease that is compensated at this point. She has hypothyroidism on replacement therapy and a history of gastroesophageal reflux disease on PPIs. I'll get in communication with the patient and the family tomorrow in order to establish the treatment.